Dr. Cathy, about the strategies and skill sets you want to improve in your relationship. With your host, Cathy Katz.
And here she is, Cathy.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Cathy Katz. I'm a communication and relationship coach. And through my weekly workshops and seminars and my one-on-one counseling, I try to help people communicate rationally and not emotionally. I've been doing this for about 5 years under the brand name TalkToCathy.com. And in all that time, I've discovered that people do get better results. So that's why I created the show, to share what I've learned and allowed others to do the same. So let's get started. We're here today with our engineer, Paul Roberts.
Yes, ma'am. Anxious to hear who you've brought with you today and what the topic is.
Oh, wonderful. Our guest today is Tino Macchia, and he is a musician with an amazing band and orchestra. He's a single dad, and we're going to hear his viewpoints on relationships.
From a single dad's perspective, is there a relationship for single dads? I didn't think they'd just give that up when you become a single dad here.
Well, he is a great father to a beautiful daughter. And I met Tino over 20 years ago.
Wow.
At an Italian restaurant where he performed. And then he didn't have a band. And you won't believe this. Thanks to Facebook, I found him.
Oh, 20 years later?
20 years later. And wait, it gets better. I actually ran into him at Disneyland. And the last time I went to Disneyland was about 20 years ago.
I was going to say, yeah.
And it was such a great time to run up to him and say, oh my gosh, I just saw you on Facebook. And then we went to see him at the Sky Room in Long Beach a few months ago.
That's supposed to be a really cool room. It's like up on top of some high-rise building or something right downtown there.
Yes, it has a great view, and it's really a great place. So, Tino, tell us what's been going on with you. What's it like, and how did you get into the music industry anyway?
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for having me, first of all. Long story, but my father he's retired now, but he was a very popular Italian singer on the West Coast. Tons of CDs, a lot of performances, a lot of exhibitions, TV shows, I mean, you name it, Vegas and the whole thing. And so as a proper Italian kid, I was given the choice of either learning the accordion or the piano.
The accordion. Does anybody still learn the accordion?
You'd be surprised. In the last several years, I've actually noticed a big trend. It's coming back in a lot of popular music, especially Zydeco and
text
and everything.
Right? Yeah.
But it is coming back. But the thing is, you know, when you get older, there's a certain stigma, right or wrong, that's attached to the accordion. So I kind of
it doesn't have a cool image to it. Well, you ever seen the comedian Judy Tenuta? That she built her whole
absolutely
actor on
absolutely and so does what's the other guy's name, the gentleman that parodies a lot of tunes.
I'll think of it in a second here. Judy, Weird Al Yankovic. Yeah.
So here I was extremely shy. In fact, when Kathy first met me, I was still in, you know, very, very shy. My shell hadn't been broken yet. Extremely painfully shy. And for years, my dad always wanted me to follow in his footsteps and start singing. And I said, no, leave me alone. I am a musician. Leave me alone. I have nothing to do. I don't want to be in the spotlight. I have absolutely no interest. Long story. I mean, I could tell you a story that would just
tell us. I want to hear the story.
We want to hear
please.
The dirty, down and dirty. Yeah,
you guys are cruel. Well, anyway, I'm trying to make this as brief as possible. But a very good friend of mine that I went to school with was in the Navy, and he was stationed. He was a pilot and stationed in Hawaii. He was in town. He decided to get all the guys back together again to have a couple of beers and just, you know, reminisce. So he chose the spot, and we all met, and we had a couple of beers. And all of a sudden, I didn't realize it was karaoke night.
Oh.
And I had no idea what it was because I heard about it. But he said, no, it's a very big thing here in Hawaii, and it's very popular. It's really fun. Okay, fine, whatever. So a few minutes goes by, I hear the DJ call my name. He calls my name, and I am mortified. I am not going up to the stage and singing. No, everybody's in the house is chanting and calling my name.
Oh, wow.
I had no choice. I had to go up there. I told the DJ, listen, I've never done this before. What do I do? I said, no worries. Just leave through this little brochure and just
pick one out.
And at that time, and I think Kathy would remember, I was always a big Elvis fan. I still am a very big Elvis fan. So I chose one tune that I happened to remember. Now, mind you, I had never sung in public.
Wow.
Maybe behind closed doors, maybe in a shower. And so, yes, I picked this one tune. I'll never forget it. It was Can't Help Falling in Love.
Can't Help Falling in Love, yes.
And
Wise men say.
Wise men. And I pulled it off and went back to sit down. I could have killed my buddy for doing this. Everybody was laughing. But anyway, later on in the evening, it turns out that they were having a contest.
Mm-hmm.
So the DJ proceeded to call everybody during who sang during the night, called them back up on stage, and he was going to hold his hand over everybody's head.
Sure.
To, you know, to
contestant
vote.
Number one.
Exactly. So, and I won. I kid you not, I won first place. I'll never forget it. $75.
Yay!
And that, I think I can pinpoint that being the genesis of my singing career.
See, realized, isn't that weird? Wow. Your dad couldn't get you up there, but $75 in a karaoke night, couple of drinks.
A lot of people egging me on, and I would never, you know, be able to show my face in public if
how
I
many,
didn't.
How many people were in that audience? Do you remember?
I don't recall. It was a healthy amount, probably about 30 or so.
Okay.
But it was fun. And I realized, wow, this isn't quite as bad as I thought, and I could like this. So, yes, and then when I met you years ago, that was the very beginning of the whole thing, because I didn't have a band.
Wow.
I didn't have it. I was playing accordion in an Italian restaurant. No singing, just playing music. It just evolved organically, and I think that's what it makes it so interesting, that it just evolved on its own. It just took on a life of its own, and added on another musician, and before you know it, I had a small trio, and now, it's completely night and day.
Was it your audience that really encouraged you to grow your business? Because, obviously, people were coming to see you at the restaurant. The crowds were getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, that's a great situation to be in. You're getting a lot of strokes from all these people. When are you coming back? Where are you performing next? That was before we had Facebook to promote, right?
Right, exactly. But I quickly outgrew that place because it didn't, it wasn't, you know, you couldn't really put a big band in there. It was very small. But again, as things grew and grew and grew, I realized, I like this.
So what'd your dad say when he heard that you finally, he pushed you all these years, and of course when your dad pushes you, you can't hear it, you know.
Are you kidding? He tried to tempt me into doing it many years earlier with money and cars.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm serious. He would actually say, I'll give you any car you want. I'll give you any car you want. Just think, no, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I don't want the spotlight.
I love it. What about your mom? Was your mom a big supporter? Did she respect your idea of pursuing this career?
Yeah, they are, and even to this day, they are my
wonderful.
Biggest supporters and my biggest fans. It's actually wonderful.
You know, when I met you, the reason I loved you is because I grew up in an Italian home, and my father always had Italian music on, and he actually did have an accordion. He never used it, but anyone who visited us and knew how to play it was welcome to play it.
Yeah, you should have called me. I would come by.
But I really appreciated the music because it brought back memories of my childhood. So for that, I thank you personally.
Oh, well, it's wonderful. I was glad to be a part of it. And so many wonderful memories going back to that restaurant. Very, very wonderful memories.
Now, I take it this is all Italian music? Is this
No.
Oh, you mean today?
Yeah, I mean, what do you perform when you perform now in these restaurants?
A little bit of everything, because I remember salsa dancing music.
Well, it evolved, because it's always changing.
You're not just singing That's Amore by Dean Martin or something. That's
Amore. I can, and we do. Started off playing strictly Italian, and then this whole Latin craze came. You remember Ricky Martin, the whole thing,
so,
and the Gypsy Kings. So we actually, jumped on that bandwagon because we felt it. People were asking me, "Hey, you're an Italian kid. What are you doing playing Latin music?"
Yeah, I said, right.
But the energy was just amazing. I couldn't. In fact, we have 3 CDs out, and we put them out years ago. All 3 CDs are all in the Latin vein. They're all Latin music.
I know. I have one copy.
There you go. I should have brought some more.
What's the name of the band? Is it just your name?
Tino Productions.
Tino Productions.
Tino Productions is the band. But again, we started playing Latin music, and that's, doing Carmelo's. If anybody remembers in Corona del Mar, that was a huge place.
We put that place
on the map. We were there for 13 years.
Wow.
And we were primarily, playing Latin music. We were known for playing Latin music. We were touted as the best, local Gypsy King tribute band. And so that's what we did for years. But then it just evolved, and it just kept changing and changing. Now, a few years ago, the Orange County Register did a story on us, and they did a huge thing, and we were so proud. And we were named Best Sounding and Most Versatile Dance Band on the West Coast.
Mm.
So we went from playing Italian music to Latin music to now playing everything from A to Z. We do a lot of black tie galas, a lot of high-end weddings, big, important things. We do a lot of the private dance galas for Dancing with the Stars. In fact, we're doing another another one.
Private dance guy. I didn't know there were such things.
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of these huge. In fact, in March, we're doing another one for them at the Biltmore in L.A. And tickets, I think, might still be available.
And what happens there?
It's a big dance, huge competition. It's put on by Mark Ballas's mom, Shirley, who's a very dear friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And she puts on these amazing big, huge events, and we are the featured band at these events.
So can people go there with their dates, or is
absolutely.
This all...
Yeah, okay. And they have full dinner. And
single people, too? Single people can go
absolutely.
To this affair?
Absolutely.
Okay,
my God.
Great. It's, ladies, are you listening, ladies
okay.
and gentlemen?
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think the date is Friday, March 19, I want to say, or 18.
Okay, you
is
have
it
to
on
get
your
it.
Facebook?
It is, and just look for the Royal Ball. It's called the Royal Ball.
You'll have to get us some tickets, and we'll auction them off here. We'll give them off on Kathy's show here to some listeners or something.
That'll be great. Again, it's put on by Shirley Ballas. She's a wonderful, super talented lady. This
doesn't
woman
her
is,
son, her son Mark Ballas is one of the dancers
yes,
on Dancer with the Stars.
Yeah. Her kids are Mark and Derek
wow.
Huff and Juliana Huff.
Oh yeah,
and
wow.
they're all there, and it's just an amazing evening.
And don't they have a studio? I thought one of them had a studio in Orange County. Or am I mistaken? Am I mixing up with somebody else? One of the people from Dancer with the Stars has a studio here. In Orange
Mark
County.
And his now fiance, incredibly talented. They actually performing, and their last time I went to see their show, a private showing in L.A. Back then, their song, their single hit number 8 internationally on iTunes. They are just amazing. They're up and coming, and I was amazed. At first, I thought he was amazing because he was so talented as a dancer, but he is just incredible as a singer and a performer and a guitar player. It's just, it baffles the mind.
So, do you just perform in Orange County and L.A.? Can people hire you outside?
You go out on the road?
We try to stay close to the local, on the West Coast. Most of our events are anywhere from San Diego to the Valley. But we have gone out of state. I don't prefer to, but hey, sometimes they make you offers.
Is it easy to... At one point in time, I'm a child. I think we're all of a certain age here. I'm a child that grew up in the 60s and 70s. And there were lots of clubs here and in the Midwest and whatnot that local bands could play in and get discovered or be the house band for years. I don't know that there are that many places left anymore. Off the top of my head in Orange County, I couldn't tell you one place I could go hear music.
No, it's true. It's true. And it's very, very sad. And that is one of the main reasons that the Sky Room is just doing phenomenal business. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I mean, they're winning awards for their service and their restaurant. They just won again for the most romantic restaurant in L.A. Again, it's at the very top of the Breakers.
Which is on Ocean Boulevard right there in downtown Long Beach.
Used to be one of the original Hilton hotels, if you recall. I don't recall, but it's been there for over 80 years.
It has quite a history. That place
it's
is quite
right next
amazing.
To the convention center, sort
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Right next door to the Performing Arts, overlooking the Queen Mary. Yes, it's a beautifully dynamic.
And do people dress up there? Because that's another thing in Southern California, and I'm guilty of it too. I just don't go anywhere and dress up anymore. I mean, it used to be my parents, if they went out on a special night, the suits and came out and all that kind of stuff. But today, I don't know anybody that goes and dresses up.
Oh, my husband took me there for our anniversary. It's a special
and
occasion.
And do you dress up
absolutely.
And stuff there?
Absolutely.
Yes, you do. And here's the thing. I'm also a big, huge fan of black and white, classic movies. I mean, I can watch those things all
you
night.
And me both.
So for years, I was thinking to myself, why don't we have, in today's day and age, I mean, I would look at these movies, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, the scenes where they go into these big nightclubs and this lavish floor show and a big orchestra playing, people are dressed up, and I'm thinking, why don't we have that today?
What happened?
And some years ago, and it's about 13 years ago when I first stepped foot in the Sky Room, I said to myself, wow, this is as close as we're going to get to that. It's Art Deco, it's gorgeous and beautiful wooden dance floor.
I'm curious, though, Tino, did your parents... Were they in that type of environment? Were they dancing, getting dressed up? Did you see that as a kid growing up?
Not so much, because my dad was singing and performing.
Did your mom go with him? Or?
Sometimes.
And she's not a performer?
No. Great voice, though.
Okay.
But never really cultivated it. But no, she would come with my dad every year. Well, if anybody remembers, in Vegas, every year around September, they would have the big San Gennaro Festival.
Oh, yes.
And my dad was always the key band. For the whole duration. And, and so my mom would obviously go there sometimes. And she would go to a lot of these fundraisers or church dances or things.
To support him. She really respected the career that he chose.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And how many years are they married, Tino?
They just celebrated their 54th anniversary.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And what would you say as their son... made their success to this marriage?
Oh, they fight, they argue, and they bicker. It's just, you know, a normal thing, but there's just true love there. There's there has to be for it to last that long.
Good communicators.
They just can't get along without each other.
Oh.
It just wouldn't. I don't think it would really happen.
Are they great ballroom dancers? I'm just curious.
No, I mean, they like to dance. I really haven't seen them dance too much. Again, because every function that we would go, my dad would always
be performing.
The singing. Yeah,
right,
just like
right.
Now, I'm not caring much to dance. I mean, if somebody asked me what's your ideal evening out, it wouldn't be going out to dance. Because I used to be a professional dancer.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Very few people know that. But this goes back a few years. If anybody remembers the whole lumbada craze.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Oh, my God, you do. Okay. Well,
I don't remember the steps, but I remember that. I remember the name.
Long story short, I became a professional lumbada dancer. My partner and I were considered back then to be one of the top three lumbada dancers on the whole West Coast.
Wow.
And we were, you know, TV shows. We auditioned for Star Search. We were doing presentations. It was ridiculous. It was so much fun.
Oh, I love it.
So I did that. But now I would rather be behind the scenes. I'm much happier behind the scenes making music and watching people fall in love, literally.
Is there a lady in your show? I know there's a lot of men. Is there a lady that performs?
Well, we have a few female musicians in the band, and we always have a female vocalist.
Okay.
Yes.
And how does that work with all that testosterone, estrogen in that?
No, it's great. I love it. I love what they bring to. Of course, that's something that we didn't have years ago when the band was just in its genesis. We didn't have that. But yeah, no, it's great because it just encompasses a wide. We can do a lot more things with a female vocalist. She's
amazing how that happens, isn't it? With a woman in the room, I love it.
Women bring great things to everything.
So now you said you're a single dad. How does it, being a single dad, how many children have you got?
One 14-year-old daughter.
One 14-year-old. Yes. And she live with you, or she lives?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so how do you balance that with being out at night and a career musician? You're not a normal 9-to-5 guy here.
No. Well, first of all, I'm prefaced by saying that I'm a widower. Oh. So, of course, yeah, she's with me full-time, and I'm extremely grateful because she is my rock. She absolutely is my rock. Everything, my whole world revolves around
her.
Does
she help work backstage and get things ready? And
Well, not much, but lately, in the last year, we actually set up booths and we perform and exhibit at different huge bridal shows.
Those are huge.
So she actually...
That's a lot of fun for her, then.
It is. She's actually, you know, she's in the booth dealing directly with people.
Beautiful.
And she's amazing. You should see this girl talking with people and just answering their questions.
She has a great dad who cherishes her feelings. Obviously, she has fun there.
Not to mention that I pay her as an
Well, that's the price you pay. So are you dating right now, Tina?
Well, yes. It goes.
We're going to get personal here. Okay.
Get as personal as you want. I'm an open book. And I can't. I do, and when I can, just got out of a relationship this last summer. For reasons that I won't,
we won't get into.
Absolutely.
We weren't asking.
Absolutely. But what do you want in a woman? I mean, what do you want?
What are you trying to men set get them up they, here or something? Or
no, but men get what they want going after it. Do you know what you want? It's the people that don't know what they want that are confused. But are you looking for a particular person? Does she have to be Italian?
Well, here's the thing. As funny as it sounds, most of the few women that I've actually had relationships with lately have been half or part Italian.
See?
Not by design. It just happens. It's nice to have something in common. But ultimately, I'll tell you, the key thing, I mean, everybody has a bunch of bullet points, and the very key thing that I cannot live without is kindness. She must be kind. She
kindness.
Has to have. And it's unfortunate because I came out of a great relationship. I adored being married. My wife was my life. I loved it.
How long were you married?
Almost 9 years.
Wow.
And it was just cut too short.
Yeah.
So I had positive feelings towards relationships and marriages in general.
And that's a different... I won't ask you to go into it in detail, but that's a difficult thing. Aren't many people, you're not 80 or whatever, that lose a spouse in whatever, you must have been like your 40s or something or whatever.
Yeah, and she was 45.
Yeah,
very,
right.
You know, very, very young.
So that's not something we're used to dealing with in society here today.
No, nothing can prepare you for that. But life goes on, and I fully realize that. You have to have somebody who's kind and someone who doesn't necessarily bring any... I mean, everybody has baggage. Let's
Gino,
face it.
Does she have to cook? Does she have to know how to make meatballs and spaghetti?
Cannoli.
Listen, that would be a plus.
That would be heaven.
That would be a plus. But I'm no slacker in the kitchen. I can hold my own in the kitchen.
He's Italian, of course.
My mom is the best cook ever. I will put it on my gravestone. She is the best cook ever, and I'm learning a lot of things. I have learned a lot from her and continue to do so to this day.
Well, I have a great book to recommend, but I'll wait till after the break. So
all right.
My engineer is going to let me know when it's the halftime.
It's time. Let's do it right now here.
Okay.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and delve in a little bit deeper into Tino's life and his various loves. We're going to talk all about love and single parenthood right after this.
Do you want a free analysis of your inbound marketing? Do you want it in 30 seconds or less? Then check out Marketing Grader, the free marketing tool from HubSpot. It's simple. Just go to marketinggrader.com, enter the URL that you want to analyze, and Marketing Grader will instantly give you a detailed report grading your lead generation, mobile marketing, social media, competitive benchmarking, and more. It's simple, it's powerful, and it's free. MarketingGrader.com.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest. Higher.
Okay, we're back, and I'll tell you, the phone lines are lighting up. A guy who can cook and dance and sing, I'm telling you, we got women lining up. We're taking numbers right here. Call us up and we'll hook you up here.
Just before the break, I mentioned I know a wonderful book. It's called Getting to I Do. It's by Dr. Pat Allen, who's one of my mentors, and she says that every relationship, it's important to have three C's.
Three C's, okay.
Chemistry, it's that DNA connection, that rush, the glue that, you know, that ooh-ooh, right? And then the second...
I like that, the glue, the ooh-ooh.
Yeah. And the second C is compatibility, which Tino just shared with us. Someone who, you know, has an appreciation perhaps for the Italian heritage and the good food and the parties and the music. And the third C is communication, and that's my specialty.
Yeah,
communication is being able to negotiate with people, their wants and not wants. And Dr. Pat Allen does a wonderful job explaining it in her book. And I have used this information to help other people with knowing that the three C's is a good step to go. Because sometimes you have chemistry with people and you really don't have anything, you know,
in common. No, yeah.
And some people are afraid to communicate after they have the chemistry. They're either afraid to say what they want and what they don't want for fear the person may leave them if they really tell them, you know what, I don't want to be with someone unless they want to get married and have kids. So with being able to negotiate with your significant other, I believe, is a huge component to any relationship. Would you agree, Tina?
Absolutely, without a doubt. And I think, to be fair, a lot of people pay lip service to it, but they really don't really know exactly what's involved in truly being communicative.
And you know, really, we learn these skills under the age of three. At the age of one, we learn how to say what we want. So if kids never learned how to say what they want, at one, you know, you're crying for your bottle, you're looking for your mommy to change your diaper. At two, you're learning how to say what you don't want. And at three, you negotiate with a little kid. You know, if you want to, you know, play in the backyard with your friends, you got to finish your oatmeal.
It's so funny you say that, because my grandson just is turning two, and all of a sudden everything we say is it. We can't ask it in terms of a question, because it automatically comes back, no. Would you like a cookie? No. Would you like to go outside? No. Well, whatever we ask is no. Would you like a punch in the nose? No. So he's learning. You say he's learning to say no. He's overlearning it. Everything is no. And then we have to say, come on now, let's just go do this. So
negotiate. You know, when a kid drops orange juice on grandma's white carpeting, you know, and the mom just scares the heck out of him. Why did you do that? Well, a kid doesn't know why they did that. You just let him know. You set up boundaries. If you drop something on grandma's carpet next time, you know, I'm taking away your Star Wars. So, right. You know, but negotiation is just critical. Even with people in the workforce, if you're not a good negotiator, how do you get a raise? You know, how do you ask for what you want? And I teach people, do you want to be the respectable person in the relationship, you know, the leader, or do you want to be the follower and be cherished? A lot of people want to be cherished and respected. But in a relationship, it's important that you have one of each. Not saying you can't be the other. Basically, in the book, she explains, the more a man is respected, the more he feels cherished, and he'll cherish you. The more a woman is cherished, the more she feels respected. So I just meet so many people that are, you know, learning this material. And Tino, I don't know what your experience is in that. Do you find
he's taking notes, so he's writing this down.
Do you find that the women you meet are respectable? I mean, when you're singing at a club, are you like Ricky Ricardo? And they're
they're throwing themselves at him. They're just coming up at the stage door. And
let's not open up that.
You know, because women turn on to what they hear and that music.
Had I known that that was the case, I would have started singing
years
right
ago.
Right out of adolescence.
Years ago. That is true, though. You know what? I was a singer, too, a long time ago, and I sang in high school in a band. And I wasn't the most successful with the ladies in high school until I went up and started singing. All of a sudden, girls who would never look at me before all of a sudden wanted to be around me just because
you're a singer? You didn't tell me you could sing?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
I was quite a singer.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought
that's
what I was going to do for my living here.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and Tino, do you realize how happy you make people in your occupation? I mean, you're singing up there. People have a hard day at work. They go and they want to dance. It's exercise. And they meet people. I teach women, don't talk first. Don't be the masculine energy. Keep your mouth shut. Smile. Look good. Smell good. Taste good. Touch good. And let that man ask you to dance at the dance floor, right?
It's amazing because, I mean, you talk about being blessed. I mean, I don't think I've ever worked a day in my life. How can you consider this
passion.
Work? You're getting dressed up. You're doing something that you love passionately with all your heart. And you're performing for maybe 3 or 4 hours. That's not work. I am blessed. I truly look forward to going to work every single day.
Is it hard to let it go at the end of the night? Is it hard to
You're pumped up. Your adrenaline is going. And sometimes, you know, you get home and I get home and I'm in bed and I think I'm supposed to be tired. But no, I'm watching TV for like an hour just to wind down.
I'll tell you a funny story. Maybe you appreciate this. Years ago, after I wanted to be a singer, I came to Hollywood and became an entertainment publicist. And I represented a lot of singers, Johnny Mathis, Jose Feliciano, and others through the years. And one of them, I don't know if you know, remember this guy from way back when, big in the 50s, how I handled Johnny Ray for a while. Remember Johnny?
Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray from the 1950s.
Sing me a few tunes.
Cry. He used to do all these sad songs about crying. And he was in his other claim to fame was that he was with Ethel Merman in the Is No Business Like Show Business, whatever that movie was.
A show.
Yeah. And
daughter would know because she's in musical theater.
Anyway, so Johnny Ray, go look him up. At one time, he was huge. He headlined the London Palladium for like 2 weeks in a row, which was a record at the time. This is back in the 50s and 60s. He was real, you know, kind of in that transition area between the old-time crooners, the big band singers, and the rock and roll singers. Anyway, so Johnny used to say that at his height, it was hard because, you know, you're out on stage, you're being adulated, and people throwing things at you, and how hard it was to come down. And so his habit was he would go out after he'd performed some big show, and everybody had left, and he would say goodnight to the room. And he said that was a real come down. 30 minutes ago, everybody's screaming your name. Now you go, and everybody's gone. They've forgotten about you. They've gone home. It's all over, and you're all by yourself, alone on that stage there. And he just to kind of ground himself before he would go.
No, I can see that being very cathartic. Absolutely.
Yeah, just to kind of realize it was magic, but it was make-believe. It wasn't real. And you have to separate real and make-believe in that world. Because too many people, they get caught up and they think, oh, this is real. And you know, then their whole life is like that all day long. And they just want to surround themselves with people who adulate them and lament.
So, Tino, do you ever get the women approach you and ask you out on a date when you're performing? And how do you separate your work?
Ever. Every night. It's not ever. It's every.
How do you separate that? I mean, that.
Well, here's the funny thing, especially because I am dating, and everybody will say, but you're in a dream situation. You must get women all the time.
All the time.
And to a certain extent, yes, let's just say that that's true.
Let's just assume that that's
true. But, and I think you would understand this, I want to be the aggressor. I want to approach. And there's nothing wrong with a woman being strong and approaching a man. Mm-hmm. There's something incredibly, let's just say, hot about that.
Yeah, right.
But
flattering.
As far as, and a lot, and by the same token, let me tell you that a lot of people who are in my business think, well, a lot of people who see people in my business think that we would never be able to be faithful or committed.
Mm. Yeah, because every night.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you
that. You're in the candy store every night.
Temptation is there every night. Probably even more so
you're
when you're married.
You're a man.
But let me tell you, and many people will write letters and they'll call me up and they'll debate me left and right. But I will tell you that as far as differencing myself from anybody else, in the context of a relationship, and I believe that everybody should do this, but I'm honest about this. In the context of a relationship or marriage, I am absolutely 1,000% faithful, no matter what comes my way. And I'll tell you, a lot of stuff comes my way.
Ladies, are you listening? All the ladies on
better.
My Facebook page, please, are
this
you listening?
This is getting better. A faithful guy on top of all this stuff here.
Yeah.
Why is it so many women, though, Kathy? I experienced this for a brief period when I was in this high school band, and he's talking about this now, and I saw that. I've certainly seen this with other professionals. Something about when you're up on stage, suddenly women want you. When you're just walking around the street, you could be the same person. You could meet them in a store. Nothing magic there. But when you're up performing, is it because you're doing your thing and you're in your element? But there's something that suddenly... Well, we see this with rock and roll stars. You see this all the time. And women throwing themselves at you. And you say, well, is Mick Jagger really an attractive guy? No, but people just throw themselves at
them. One word.
A feminine energy woman gets turned on to what she hears. If she loves the lyrics to the song and then she sees a good-looking guy, mm-hmm. so she's got that chemistry. She's
but it even seems that it goes beyond just if you're a good-looking guy. You could be an average guy, I'm telling you, and go out and sing in a rock and roll band, and suddenly women will find you sexy.
I don't know
about
that.
No, it's true, because the same guy you see him walking down the street, you won't pay any attention
to him. Don't pay any attention to him. But when he's up there performing in his element, somehow he becomes somebody different.
Here's the answer to that.
Okay.
Fantasy.
I think that's
delusions. How about delusions? A little delusion in there.
You would be surprised. I think people, I don't say one way or the other, but a lot of people think that my lifestyle is incredibly glamorous by the posts and the pictures. They think that I'm attending every Hollywood party, and I have my fair share, but if they knew that for the most part I'm home taking care of my daughter.
Yeah, or practicing or doing the other business stuff.
Doing
but you know what? Those women, that some of those women, though, are they very masculine energy women that are chasing you? Because I teach women, if you want to be feminine, you don't chase. So are they calling you and texting you after a program?
There's a time and place for everything, Kathy. Let's not completely discount.
Come on. We don't shut it down. Come on. It's kind of flattering here.
Well, yes, but that's not the woman you want to be with, because you just said you want to be the aggressor,
ultimately,
right?
Ultimately, yes, I am the alpha. I don't mean to say that in a bad way, because it's not, because I will absolutely treat her, and I have treated her with the utmost of respect, and she is the queen.
Well, cherishing in my world.
As long as
cherishing.
It's understood that I am the king.
Yes, there's and a queen. Don't forget that.
I'm telling you, if you go handle some music venues and stuff, and you stand backstage, Kathy, I don't know if you've really, I mean, it really is like the fantasy. You go there. I remember years ago working one of these clubs, and the Beach Boys, I think it was the Beach Boys or somebody like that, some well-known group pulls up. And I mean, there are just hundreds of girls screaming backstage, and they all stop the limo. The window goes down. A hand comes out. A finger beckons one of them forward. They go giggling and jumping up, and they just jump right in the car and go.
Oxytocin. I'm going to blame it on oxytocin.
I'm telling you. It is that kind of insanity. And I don't know what, it works up to a frenzy. And now I think it is a fantasy, because I think later on everybody wakes up and goes, what am I doing? But
not in my case, though.
No, in your case. It's reality. Yeah, they're like, wow, this is better than I thought. I'll tell you, even so far as I had a bar for a number of years, and I used to watch the male bartenders, and we had some good-looking male bartenders in there. But bartenders are just like rock and roll stars when they're on the stage. Everybody's there. Everybody wants to be with the guy in charge somehow, I just see. So if this bartender's up there, suddenly every girl wants to go home with him that night, because they just want to somehow say, because he's in charge of the show, that makes them part of the show, I think. Somehow.
Wow.
It's like,
cool.
It's like groupies hanging around band members or something.
Yeah, I think it's true, especially now with all the media hype and everything. Everyone seems to want their 15 minutes of fame.
Yes, right.
And
so if you can't get it yourself, you're going to do it vicariously. You're going to glom onto somebody here and through them become famous here.
So where do you see yourself in the future of music? Where do you want to go?
Well, I've a few years ago, again, completely evolved organically. I had really no intention of doing this, but besides, because Tino Productions is a band, but Tino Productions Entertainment is the parent company.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a broker of sorts. So let's just say that one of your clients or one of the people you know that they're getting married, and they'll ask me to provide a DJ or a string ensemble for their ceremony, or a mariachi group.
Oh, I can do that because, you know, I get people to communicate where they're proposing, and I can... definitely refer
and you
can, your
and you
services.
Have a referral group as wide as that. You can get a chamber string group to play Vivaldi, or you can get
anything. Literally anything the client wants.
Okay.
I have, and that's why it makes it easy, because when I'm not performing, which years ago we used to perform 3 or 4 times a week,
wow.
if you remember. Now I kind of phased it down just to concentrate on the bigger things. Maybe 3, 4, or 5 times a month. But I also broker out of my home, so I'm working in my house in the morning out of my pajamas.
That's the best. You mentioned
so you're a booking agent, basically.
Absolutely,
right.
Yes.
You mentioned that you attended NAMM in Anaheim, California this week. Perhaps you want to share what you
And let's explain
there.
What NAMM is for those who don't know.
Please explain.
It's the National Association of Music Merchandisers. It's the big music industry trade show. If you're a recording artist, you're a performing artist, or want to be,
it's the holy grail of every musician who wants to attend. A lot, not any of them can actually go. You need to, it's all close to industry.
Yeah, it's a trade industry event only. It's hard to get in, and it's
insanity.
So what
did you, I saw on your Facebook page you had this beautiful bling microphone, and you asked everyone's opinion, and I said, ooh, it looks sexy. It was gorgeous. It was gold bling.
And there's some people who, poo-pooed it, and that's fine, because I was just putting it out there to see what the, because I like to probe people's psyche and just find out what they like, what they don't like. Because after all, I'm doing it for them. I'm not doing it for me.
Did you run into any celebrities while you were there?
Oh, there's tons of them.
Who's your favorite? Who do you look up to?
In fact, I'm putting it out there. If anybody can arrange for me to meet and shake hands with Sir Tom Jones, I would do literally anything.
Yeah.
That is the one man, and I'm not very big on celebrities. I mean, I've worked with so many. I'm not really much of a, starstruck at all.
I love Tom Jones.
But this man is responsible. I sing a lot of his tunes. I happen to think he is probably the most amazing, eminent male vocalist of all time.
And and his reputation is he's bedded thousands of women. I mean, even though he's been married, it's a very strange relationship. He got married and he was like 15 or 16, very, very young, and he stayed married.
Wow.
But he is known to be an incredible ladies' man and took advantage of all these women. The guy I worked with for originally was his original publicist back in the 60s. Tom Masters was his publicist for a long time, but I haven't seen Tom in 20 years.
Oh, darn, Paul, I was hoping you were going to make it happen.
And he
today.
Said it was like that. It was crazy. Literally, women would throw their keys on stage, and then he would just collect them, and it was craziness. And if you ever saw, I should say this, but have you ever seen Elvira? The actress who plays Elvira?
Yes.
She always claimed that was her first time as a groupie with Sir Tom.
Oh. So how many times do you believe you sang that song that Mr. Tom Jones put out there?
It's not unusual.
It's not just one song. Oh, yeah. Unusual. I'm a very big fan of all his tunes. One of my favorites is, of course, when he sang the theme song to one of the James Bond movies.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Thunderball.
How about What's New Pussycat? That was another
one. Oh, yes.
What's New Pussycat?
I used to sing that. I don't know if you remember, but we used to change the words towards the end.
You know what I love about you, though? I love your passion and you're going after what you want. This career is something you really wanted. And if you could tell an upcoming person who's out there wanting to make it, what do you recommend for them? What's the recipe to be successful?
And is it harder today than it was before? Because there are less places to perform.
Well, it's very, very sad, this whole state of affairs with the pop music and everything. If you're over 18, essentially, you're too old.
Yes, right.
Wow.
That's why I encourage everyone. First of all, you have to do it for yourself. You can't do it for other people. And No matter what you do, whether you're a short order cook or anything at all, you cannot be a success at something unless you are totally passionate about it. Passion equals success. Hard work equals success. If you're not passionate about something, you will never make. You'll go through the motions, but you'll never be happy. And that's why I feel.
But
blessed.
I think you hit on something, and I think that's a sad reality. I don't know if it's ever going to change. There are people who are passionate singers, who are good singers. But if you're in your 20s now or 30s, you've missed that moment, at least in the recording industry, and you certainly are going to have trouble. I would think it would be hard to be a working musician past the age of 20-something today. Much what you're doing would be harder to replicate if you were starting over today, because there aren't as many clubs and places to play.
Again, with all the going to the NAMM show, I'm noticing that very, very few people who are actually followers and lovers of this, let's just say, this bubblegum, pop music today. Mm-hmm. Very few people of those were actually around with at the NAMM, because you see professional, just tried and true working musicians mm-hmm. and professionals.
I'll agree there. I went to the NAMM show myself, and it seemed to be an older audience than I expected. Not just a bunch. So there are kids there, but not just a bunch of kids.
Exactly. And you just have to just hope for the best. You really do have to hope for the best. I'm hoping that the trend kind of shifts a little bit and it goes back to, like, for example, in Europe or in Asia or South America, you get these old artists. I say old because they're over 40 and 50 and 60, mm-hmm. and they're still revered.
Oh, yeah.
They're revered
here. All the tribute bands. Oh, my gosh. They're all coming back. It's mm-hmm. great.
I love that. I really don't think that 20, 30, 40 years from now, we're going to have many tribute bands or people making comebacks from
hip-hop stuff.
I hate to say that, but it's a general consensus among working professional musicians in the last couple of decades that that's just the way it is. It's not really considered serious music. And
well, there isn't a longevity in careers either. They're burning through artists. Take, for example, what's the big show that just where they all get discovered here? Oh, I can't think of it.
American Idol.
So American Idol every year cranks out half a dozen people, and they all get a recording contract, and a couple of them get a record, and a couple of them zoom up. And then 2 years later, you haven't heard, with rare exceptions, Carrie Underwood and a few, aren't many that sustain themselves out of that. They sort of come and go. There's a real massive turnover, because we're always looking for new. And there aren't people, like they've said in the music industry, where is the new Rod Stewart, the guy who was had hits in the 60s, 70s, 80s, who was able to adapt, or Tom Jones, or others, people like that have sustained a career over 20, 30, 40 years. That's not as common today as it once was.
Well, thankfully.
Tino, do you consider yourself a coachable individual? Because I believe you are. You're coachable. You're open to learning new things.
Absolutely. I think that when you stop learning, or you basically cease to exist, you're always progressing, always evolving. I'm not the same person now that I was 20, 30, 40 years ago. I'm just not.
So that young artist that is just learning how to play guitar for the first time, what would you tell that artist, an up-and-coming artist, hopefully?
It's got to be inside of them. You can't do it for anybody else. You have to do it for yourself. If your passion is there, then whether you make it on Broadway or on any star stage at all or not, the level of success that you achieve is going to be strictly up to you. It's going to be whatever you feel inside. Even if you play small clubs or backyard parties, if you're happy and you're truly content, then you've achieved some sense of...
And I think you've shown a way, too, that a lot of artists are just starting to understand today in the music industry. That is, you have to make it yourself. Too many people wanted, at least in my era and before, to be discovered. American Idol. I'm just going to go. Somebody's going to hand me the career, and I'm just going to perform forever. Today, you've got to be much more aggressive. You're booking bands. You're adapting to different styles. You're building your own shows. You're doing things. You have to be much more of a business person. You can't just be the singer, I think. That's what I'm hearing.
No, it's true. I do everything myself. In fact, I had a team of people doing my online on social media and marketing and things like that. But for the most part, I'm actually training my daughter to do the social media
for me,
so she'll be doing it for me. But as far as myself, I don't like to get involved in all the technical aspects. I'm much more of a artistic.
Hands-on.
I love just performing. I'd rather leave it to somebody else. But who knows the business more than I do? I know what I can.
What do you think of people like Tony Bennett? There's somebody who amazingly his career has been resurrected. His son manages him. And they found a way to make him hip and relevant again. He sings with Lady Gaga. He does other sorts of performances.
We could do a show on family businesses. I like
it. Really
it
really is. Because I'm hearing. I think this is a real dynamic of these artists that have been able to sustain themselves for a long period of time. I believe
Tom Jones' son works with him, too.
Right.
And a lot of other artists are bringing their siblings on stage, and they're part of the band, or they're part of the backstage. Right? It becomes part of the family. It's the family business. And I think that helps it become more sustainable over a period.
That's if you're able to communicate rationally with everyone,
well,
right?
That's the key. We all got to learn that.
True taste and you know, elegance never dies.
Oh, you know what? Before I forget, I want our audience to know where you're playing currently. Are
yeah,
you willing
give us some
to
updates.
Share?
Okay.
Well, obviously, a lot of private events, you know, like I said earlier, a lot of black tie galas. We do all these big fundraisers for different things. But the one public venue that people can check out on a regular basis, like we talked about it earlier, the Sky Room in mm-hmm. Long Beach. I think it's their website is what? The Skyroom.com or skyroomrestaurant.com.
What time do
they
you
can
start?
Google it.
What time do you start?
When
though?
We're there, it's 8 to midnight.
Okay.
And for example, we're going to be there again this coming Saturday, January 30th.
Okay.
And we have two more dates coming up in February because they go according to our schedule. Whenever we're open on any particular night, they book us.
And do you have a full, give us the an idea what the show looks like. Is it a trio? Is it a full orchestra? What am I going to hear if I
if
go
If we're there?
There
on a Friday night, it's a 5-piece. Mm-hmm. If we're there on a Saturday, it's a 6-piece. So you get a horn section, you know, and the whole thing. And the range of music, everything from A to Z. Literally, we start with a softer dinner set, some jazz, some background music, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then it progresses into everything. I mean, the sky is the limit. We've actually done...
No pun intended for the Sky Room.
You're not doing AC/DC, though. Highway
yes,
to Hell. Yes,
we are. Van Halen,
oh, my
Jovi.
Goodness, right.
I mean, you name it. And sometimes it just gets crazy. I mean, yeah, we're doing 80s, a lot of disco, and you name it.
People want to get there early because they want to get a seat so they can dance.
You want to get a good table. And of course, they do want to mention my name. They make sure that they mention that they are there specifically to see Tino.
Of course.
Tino.
Absolutely.
T-I-N-O.
T-I-N-O. And should we give them a way to contact
please.
Us if they
absolutely.
Want?
Absolutely.
Well, the website is tinoproductions.com, but my favorite lately has become, we have two fan pages on Facebook. So it's Tino Productions, which is the main one.
Mm-hmm.
So on Facebook, it's Tino Productions or, Tino Productions Entertainment would be the other.
Mm-hmm. And one would be if they want to use your booking service, and one would be
exactly.
if they want to follow
you.
Right.
Thank you.
Excellent. So it sounds like you're really a good communicator, not to mention a real man. So, ladies,
what an endorsement.
Ladies that are out there, I hope you're listening to what a real man sounds like. He wants to cherish your feelings. He wants to give to you. He wants to protect you. What else? Is there anything else I missed?
You know what he surprised me with is, I wonder if he would have said this 20, 30, 40 years ago or whatever, but kindness. I don't know if kindness was on the top of my list when I was 20 or 25. Or 30 or something.
But
I was just looking for a hot
you know what?
Or whatever.
Don't you think kindness is someone who is respectful in a sense? Because if they're disrespectful to you...
Well, it's hard because at our age, again, I'm in the minority, but at our age, a lot of people who find themselves single, I mean, for the most part, with all due respect, they do come from bad relationships,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Broke up, right, yeah.
And so they're not going to be in the best place, and they're going to carry a little bit of that into the next relationship. Hopefully, they'll talk to you and figure
work
out a way to
things, yeah.
work through that. Because,
hopefully.
Yeah, and that's why I say they need to be kind. They do need to be kind. You know, I don't have much drama. I don't have a roller coaster life. I never wanted one. I want almost mundane, boring.
But I think
beautiful.
That's something you learn as you get older. I think that in your beginning, if you'd asked me, I don't know, maybe you always thought that, but if you'd asked me when I was 25, kindness wouldn't have been
no,
the top of the list.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, you're right.
I'm looking for physical attributes. I'm looking for this and that.
You know, Harvard did a study, okay? Mm-hmm. Harvard said that most women marry for financial security and status. Men go after sensual and sexual,
right.
Okay? They pick with their eyes. Men pick with their eyes.
Right.
But women are listening for the best deal. So remember that. And whoever talks first brings the masculine energy to the relationship. So they're taught with me to signal you with a smile. And you...
Do you hear that,
then,
ladies?
And then your job is to talk
we
first.
We should be pairing...
Practice at the grocery store. I'm telling you.
We should be playing Barry White right now or something.
Yeah. Gee, do we want Tino to sing us out?
Yeah. Right.
How many minutes do we have?
Yeah, I thought he would bring some samples. We would play some little samples of his music in between. That'll be next time.
I do have some on Facebook, Tino Productions. There's a whole bunch of videos and a lot of different tunes encompassing a wide range of music.
You know, what did you think of this experience with me today?
This was just awesome. What an unexpected pleasure. This was amazing.
Well,
I loved it.
I'm honored to have had you today.
And I'll be back anytime you want.
Oh, thank you so much, Tino. It was a pleasure.
And how they reach you, Kathy?
TalkToKathy.com or call me. I have my Monday night group tonight and every Monday night. Check in at 714-381-4136 or go to TalkToKathy.com.
You've been spending the hour talking to Kathy right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.